Now it's time for Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. We like to start the show with the song that symbolizes the last week. And this isn't very specific for you guys.
We know where we're going,
but it's just more of a general feeling of the news.
Okay, I feel like it could apply to so much. So, yeah. So you've really captured the mood. This is
I don't know this song.
The zeitgeist of America.
Yes.
You but once it gets going, I don't think the radio edit normally had this intro on it.
KCTK radio edit does.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. We play the originals and we play them all.
Yep.
And if you're in our choir, you're going to have tiny orange shorts. Did you see that guy's shorts in front there?
I did.
Wow.
That is against dress code.
I couldn't take my eyes off. Not familiar. Okay. Well, maybe it gets to the chorus.
No, this is it.
I mean, this is kind of it. This is kind of 4 minutes of this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So why do you think I picked this?
That looks like Tucker Carlson.
It does.
Wow, and Cindy Brady.
You know who those people are, those two people? Those are, they're members of Talking Heads, but they're also the Tom Tom Club.
No way.
Those two, yeah.
Wow.
And well, you hear the Tom Tom Club song all the goddamn
all
time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about the accordion.
Okay, so what's your guess on why I picked it?
Okay. There's got to be something in it about the Supreme Court taking on the immunity case, which is going to push stuff out potentially beyond the election and just...
Yeah.
Just outwardly and openly being in the pocket
yes.
of the... I mean, that's got to be part of it.
That was a huge part of it. And just the fact that just... I mean... The guy who's the number, who's leading in the polls is in trial all the time farting on people.
I know.
And then, I don't know if you saw... Did you see the interview with Howard Stern and Joe Biden?
I did not.
Very interesting. Howard's really good at making people act like people.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting. And then did you happen to catch the Colin Jost show last night?
I saw a few clips on the X
yeah.
of the correspondence dinner and Jost's jokes.
You know what I liked the most about it? He was making fun of the press more than anyone else.
Yes. Yeah, he did a great job.
His joke was there is a lot of incredible press people here. And a few credible press people here.
Oh, nice.
And Fox News, it's been a big year for you. Rupert Murdoch has stepped down from Fox News. And I never knew there was anything that is a step down from Fox News.
I loved his Lara Trump joke. Did you hear that one?
I did. Remind me of it, though.
It was Lara Trump recently released a version of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. It was so bad he died again.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, but seriously, it was so bad I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe the Trump family should stick to politics.
Wow.
And yeah, and so...
Who's Lara Trump?
That's, yeah, Eric Trump's wife. Trump had the head of the Republican National Committee yanked, and now she's in charge of it, so she can control the money that the RNC... brings in so that it can pay for his legal funds.
Great.
And she's also a singer.
Yeah. And it's just out in the open.
Yes. And he's still winning in the
corruption on full display and people wanting yes. back in the Oval
I
Office.
I told you guys 2 years ago when he grabbed people by the peas and still got elected.
God,
I knew it was over.
So that was the Talking Heads with We're on a Road to Nowhere. That basically sums up our country.
And our show.
And the past week.
Definitely the show.
Welcome to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul starring Boogie and introducing the texture.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Paul.
What's up, suckers?
This is a show where we review the most important things from the past week and get you ready for the next week. It's your one-stop podcast. Keep you updated. It's a real week review. You know what? I didn't even show that that video. Sorry, folks.
What video? Oh, the video of the song.
Everybody on the line. Thanks for listening to us on the line at kctkradio.com or Facebook Live, KCTK Radio page. But it's easier to listen to KCTK Radio smartphone app. If you don't have it, download it right now. It's free. You can join the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060. We welcome your participation. Coming up, we have weekly news quiz, pop culture update, incredible special interview, headlines and predictions, plus much, much more. But first, let's see what is going on with the panel here, the panel that we have put together, and we're excited to have them here because they always have such an exciting life.
That was a long, pretty high-barred intro there for the week about to relate. So what happened this week? I got to see Molly, so we went to dinner on Wednesday. Went to Tiki Taco. Have you guys ever gone to Tiki Taco?
No.
It's down by KU Med Center, 39th Street, that whole area.
I have not been, but now I do know where you're talking about.
Oh, man, it was so good. So if you like tacos and you like tiki, check out Tiki Taco.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like tacos?
I know. They're so good.
Yeah.
Did somebody say tacos? So we had a nice dinner, and then I guess, I don't know, we might be talking to Molly a little later on here.
Yeah, you want to say what the special feature is?
Yeah, so Molly had, I think I mentioned on the show, Molly had reached out with an idea to do some promotional work. Molly does marketing, social media type stuff for the show. And then in return, I would pay for them to join this gym near them where they could play basketball. So I guess we're going to figure out, because initially it was, hey, Dad, it's $30 a month to join this. Like, maybe I could do some promotional stuff for you and you could pay. I like that. You're not just asking for the money. You want to do something for respect.
But then
when I agree to it, well, now you're not going to get a whole lot for $30.
They started playing hardball.
Uh-huh.
The terms completely changed.
Molly's a hustler. I'll say that. So anyway, so we're going to have Molly on the show and I guess maybe kind of explore a little bit about what it is Molly actually does and then what we could get for $30 a month.
So the other thing that Molly is short in stature.
Mm-hmm.
But what a fierce basketball player Molly is.
Yes.
Well, was.
Was.
I haven't seen Molly play basketball in a while.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if she Molly is still as fierce.
It would be interesting to see. Molly wowed them when they were little. I mean, people would come up after games like, oh my gosh, I've never seen someone so small. And then about sophomore year of high school, everybody started getting real big and Molly was not getting any bigger at all. And they came to me and like, Dad, I can't. When I see these big girls come running down the court so fast, I just can't anymore.
But I attribute that fierceness and competitiveness to the success of Abby in basketball.
Yes.
Because she probably continually got her ass beat by her older sister and then kept fighting through it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Abby is fiercely competitive and older sister plays basketball. Well, I'm going to play basketball too. And I'll say this, Molly is the more naturally gifted athlete of the two of them.
Okay.
But Abby just continued to work and push and work and push. And her coach would remind every year at the high school awards banquet, the coach would remind everyone, you know, there are some kids that have natural talent and there are some kids that just have a tenacious will. Abby has a tenacious will. All Abby heard from that, of course, was I got no talent.
Right.
Why does he continually say I have no talent? And I'm like, Abby, you don't get that you are getting the much greater compliment.
No.
The much greater
compliment. Kids are so stupid.
I know.
We were talking about pre-show that you try to say something to a kid, you don't know how it's going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
It could turn out good or bad because they're so stupid.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
So anyway, we'll have Molly on the show. That'll be fun.
Okay.
See what we can get for some promotional stuff.
Oh, okay. I just got this, though.
Oh, yeah.
But what about your week, Chris?
Oh, yeah, my week.
From the mail.
Yes, sorry.
Thank you, mailman.
I appreciate the reminder, and I appreciate the foresight of someone mailing that in.
They're listening to the show.
That's great. So... So I had dinner with Molly, and then this went Friday over to see my two nieces, Avery and Amelia. The in-laws, Jill and Sean, are out of town in Vegas. I hope they struck it rich out there. They're coming back today.
People usually do that.
They usually do beat the odds out there. Although Sean is one of those guys that seems to win. I don't know. Like, they get free rooms and stuff. So either he's really good at winning or he's really good at losing in high volume.
And they anyone that says rooms. They're good at gambling has a real problem.
That's fair.
True.
So we went over and hung out with the kids. They live in far south Overland Park. And boy, but I'll tell you what, had a great time with the kids. I think Boogie, you probably saw me shooting hoops, hooping up.
Ove came into the room just in tears. She goes, "Fucking Whitey." And I go, "What?" She's like, "Look at this clip." And it's just a beautiful.
It's a clip from.
It's a clip from Jane's account, I think.
Yeah. And Instagram or Facebook? One of the two.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And it's just the prettiest music, and Jane just on a swing, and just like she's on a Viagra commercial, and everything's great, and everybody's happy. And then it jumps over to you on the basketball court with this kid. With your hands in your pocket, looking like you could care fucking less to be there. She shoots a basket, it hits the rim and rolls right past you. You just look at it. Hands never comes out of his pocket. Like, oh my God. Like, yeah. Dude, that was the funniest shit in the world. Well, Whitney goes, tell me you're over kids without telling me you're over kids.
Hey, I would... I love those kids.
The only thing that could have made it better is if you would have actually kicked the fucking ball.
I'll tell you this. This might make me sound bad, too. Shortly after that, Amelia challenged me to a race, a sprint.
Yeah.
She's fast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So she's beating me, and we get to the end. I'm like, well, I got to kick it in a little bit. I didn't fall down. I did barely pull it out at the end.
Yeah.
Then I felt, she's like, wow, I mean, you are really fast, Uncle Chris. I always beat my mom and dad. And I'm like, well, now I'm the jerk.
Oh, my God.
Now, I got to give you credit because I wouldn't have even gone to the playground. Okay.
I know.
In fact, my daughter say, I don't even remember you playing with basketball with this once, which is not necessarily true because I did put up a basketball goal for them, but I didn't go out there a lot with them.
You just put it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went a couple times. But here's the question for both of you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with Chris and then.
Sure.
You've been married for 6 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be 7 in September.
You have,
if you're listening, I know that, Jay.
You have children, hers and yours.
Yeah. Hers, mine, and
doesn't
ours.
Doesn't this make you want to maybe have some of your own together? Ooh.
No.
But,
hey, another lifetime. If we have multiple lives, I would love for Jane and I to be together again. We have so much fun.
Okay.
A little too far along in this life to have children of our own.
Okay. Which brings us to Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
Boogie's 75. His fiance is 25.
Yeah, it's an amazing May, September.
February, November,
I guess.
So this could very possibly happen. A little.
Could it?
Boogie of.
Yeah. Boogie of. Yeah, no, that ship is sailing.
Do you want to announce it now? Or?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I would like to officially announce right now to the world. There's no way in hell I'm having a kid.
Tony Randall had a kid when he's 79.
Great for Tony Randall.
Didn't De Niro and Pacino both just have kids?
Oh, they did.
They're both in their hundreds, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, Boogie.
In
do
their
it.
Hundreds.
Boogie, come on. This program needs a little baby.
Sure. Okay.
A little boogie baby.
A little baby boogie. A little baby boogie.
Do it.
That's a little boogie baby.
Whitney, if you're listening, please at least adopt several of them and bring them in.
Several.
You take care of them during the week and bring them in for an hour for the show. They could be our little babies.
Just content for the show.
Yes.
I'm too old, man.
Do it.
She's getting there.
Do it,
there.
Whitney.
Maybe we could have Nadia take care of them.
Aww.
How would she know how to be a good parent, though?
That's a good point. She has zero role model for that. So,
she would be awesome.
So that summed it up. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot, we had a board meeting for this credit union I'm on the board of on Thursday night.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then after the board meeting, I met you and one of your neighbors from across the street. Not the elderly neighbor, but the nearly elderly neighbor.
Yes.
And we went to the new 54th Street here in Independence. It is a very nice restaurant.
I swear to God, I just had this conversation that there is no more 54th Streets in town. So there's a brand new one.
It's a whole new concept. It's called 54 Draft House Restaurant. But it's the exact same menu.
But it's very modern looking.
It's very modern looking.
We were just saying how, like, I don't know about you guys, but Applebee's used to be cool to me. But at some point, Applebee's went to shit. Yep.
Chili's
went to shit. 54th Street just disappeared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened to all those, you know,
mid-tier
restaurants?
I really like the food at 54th.
I always thought 54th was a step up above Applebee's or Chili's. And then the one here burned down, so they rebuilt and did this new concept that they have. But
my neighbor said it reminded him of Vegas, like a Vegas bar.
It is kind of Vegas-y, which is pretty cool. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't know, other than the show, why you would ever venture out this way. But if you and Uv are ever out this
real
way.
Real ambassador for
54th, was, you know, check it out.
I'd want to come.
Yeah, and we watched part of the draft there.
But was there anything before your board meeting that you were impressed with?
Well, there was a chamber event. That
How well planned was that?
It looked great. I mean, they had bottles of beer and vodka lemonade.
Yes.
So I would say it was a pretty successful event.
Yeah. I was thinking all the people that were there and the interaction and the notoriety for the credit union and the networking and the great food and everything. But
that all seemed to be really good. So I got there a little late, so I was not.
But you saw the mayor there.
I didn't.
Oh, I thought you saw him come in.
No,
he left when you walked in because.
No, he left because
the mayor was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a fun
Mayor
event. Got to Mayor Grimble. Got to watch some of the draft. Then on the way home from 54, Abby called me, and we sat on the phone for over an hour and watched the draft when I got home, and that was a lot of fun.
I have a question. I have a draft question. you guys know that we write some prepared jokes, but we don't do a lot of it, but I did write this one down.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys think that the first guy they picked in the Chiefs picked in the draft was worthy?
I get the joke.
wait, the listeners are laughing right now.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we need to give them time.
The sports fans,
because they couldn't even hear us continue on because the laughter is so loud.
Yeah,
we have to give that pause.
They're side splitting.
Okay, now it's time for you guys to laugh.
His last name
is Worthy.
And I guess this guy's the fastest guy that ever done live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw footage of him walking into Arrowhead maybe yesterday, like he came to Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
He is so skinny.
Yeah.
He's oh, my gosh. He is skinny.
Someone told me yesterday he's 165 pounds.
Uh huh. Yes.
Which makes sense if you're playing. Now, he was with Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to SEC. I mean, these are big players here. He would have to run very fast, or if he got hit, it would hurt.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So he's like, I got to be fast.
Mm-hmm. I was a little shocked, honestly. I thought they would go with a different wide receiver there. I thought somebody a little bit bigger, but.
Well, they got that other tight end, I think. That
they did.
They say is basically Kelce Jr.
Yeah, he's a big
kid. So maybe that's like the balance.
Maybe it's the short passes, there's Kelce, and the very super long passes is Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, and then they got Hollywood Brown, on a one-year deal, and he's crazy fast, too. So
still got Rashee and Casey back on the field.
Hopefully we still have Rashee.
Yeah.
But I totally see this set up, from 3 years ago? It's just going to be Kelce and Tyreek all over again.
I hope so, yeah.
And maybe they'll put, 15 pounds on this kid.
Yeah, I heard Andy say they want to get him up to 175, 180, And if you're 5'11", 180, I mean, that's a smaller wide receiver.
I know that Andy Reid is pretty good at this, but
if
he wants help, we would be glad to help teach the kid how to add pounds to himself.
Did you?
I'm an expert at this.
You're pretty good at it.
Thank you.
Somebody asked Andy Reid about that, and like, what do you think about his weight? And he's like, I'm not sure. I'm the guy that should be commenting on anybody's weight. Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he did. He goes, we'll get him with our nutritionist. He goes, we'll get him up to 175, 180. He goes, and even at that, he's not going to lose much, if any, speed. And we'll get him where he needs to be. So,
I'm sorry if I derailed your big week.
There really wasn't much more other than to say we ordered Thai food last night. And for the first time...
Guys are Thai.
Just
because of Pickle Janet's.
Yeah, we...
All tied up.
Did you go to Bangkok Betty's?
Yeah, we went to Linseed Larry's. it was KC Thai. It's, I don't know, out south Overland Park near where Joel and Sean live.
That's not KC.
But for the first time, I got medium hot. Yeah.
Thai hot is different than
Thai hot. Hits different.
Yes. Thai hot is different.
I was laying in bed last night. I finished watching the other guys. I go lay in bed and I'm like, why am I not falling asleep? I'm not anxious. And then I'm like, oh man, my gut, something. I was up till 3:30 this morning, running back and forth from the bed to the bathroom. My gosh.
When I worked in Jefferson City, there was a great little Thai place downtown. Go there for lunch. Mm-hmm. And you get the, you know how you pick the... Mm-hmm. I don't really like hot food. I don't like spicy stuff, so I'll just do medium. Holy crap.
Yeah. Thai medium is a whole different thing.
Yeah. So I always have to get like none.
Yeah. Yeah. I like spicy. I don't like crazy spicy. Yeah. So... Thai mild, that's perfect for me. I'm not doing medium again. I'm not going to do it. So if I'm tired, I apologize.
Now, over at Gary's Hot Dogs, do they have... what type of...
Now it's not even a woman anymore.
No.
And it's not Thai food anymore. What, I mean, do they have pretty spicy food?
Yeah, well, I've only been one. It's funny you said that because of... got a gift card from work for $100 to Shanghai Sally's.
Oh, okay.
And we were actually going to go last night. We were like, screw it. It rained out. The rain was too crazy. So we didn't go. Stupid. So I've only been once. I'm excited to go back. Thought we were going to go yesterday, but we didn't. But when the one time I've gone, Whitney was like, do not get the hot. And she was like, I don't know about the medium. So I just got the lower level, whatever it is. Yeah. And it was great. And there was still some heat. I like hot stuff that has a flavor. I don't like it to be hot just for the sake of being hot. Mm-hmm. And so mild, whatever it is.
I am at some point, if I remember, going to contact Whitney and ask for the real name because I would like to go to this place.
It's good. So here's the other cool thing about it is they have a music room or something like that. And so they'll have local artists actually perform there. So that's another reason we were going to go last night, because there was this artist that Whitney likes.
Wow, that's cool.
I can't remember her name, but she's like a neo-soul kind of jazz.
We should all go to Thai there sometime.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
I want to do that, but it doesn't sound like Whitney's. Whitney keeps coming up with these fake names. So I feel like she doesn't really want us to go with her. So...
She doesn't.
So anything else, Chris, that's going on in your world? And
I think
your theme song being played. So.
This is one of my favorite, very favorite songs of all time. Thank you. Now, I think that sums up my week pretty well.
Okay. That's good, because people are now wondering about Boogie. They're wondering what's going on with him. Man, you did some exciting stuff, especially yesterday, that I'm really... It sounds fun. To be doing that type of stuff.
It was fun. So yesterday we went to this huge college combine. I guess it's a high school combine for college. Is that how you word it?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's all high school students at the combine.
But
for college teams.
For college. So there's like 60 college teams there or coaches there.
60, man.
It was big.
And where was this?
This was at St. Pius.
Okay.
So North Kansas City.
Yeah.
I got married in the church across the street there.
Did you?
Did they mention that?
But they didn't.
Huh.
I'm going to go back, though, and check the video. Maybe they did.
Okay.
I bet they did.
Yeah, check the video.
That one makes sense.
Yeah, the video.
I'm going to check the footage. So anyway, it was really exciting, and it's like, you know, sometimes you go to these camps or combines, and a lot of them are money grabs, and they'll be like, yeah, there's going to be college coaches here. Fucking nobody.
Yeah.
This one, like, you would see clusters of coaches, like, at different stations. They got on their gear. They're literally taking notes, like, chatting with people, too, you know.
Heard Nick Saban just walking around going, I don't work anymore. You know.
That's right.
And miss everybody.
Yeah. What's his face was like, oh, I left college and went to the NFL. Just for no reason, he's there.
Tommy Tumberland thinks it's the Senate. He's confused.
Tumberland.
So anyway, so that was it's really exciting, and I bet it's, you know, nerve wracking but fun for the kids too. Speaking of weight and all that kind of stuff, Joseph weighed in at 175, which he was only 165 5 months ago.
So he's on the past week, next week program?
He's put on 10. Yes, right. He said, right. He's put on 10 pounds of muscle fast.
Wow.
And so it's funny when you were talking about Andy Reid talking about this kid and saying like how much it's going to impact his speed. Joseph's 40 was a 4.55. It went up to a 4.7 because of this extra weight.
Because of the extra weight.
And so I'm like, I'm okay with that, but we still have to figure out, right, how to get it back. Because, of course, you want the best of both worlds.
Right.
You want
the weight. He put on how many pounds?
10.
Of what?
It's this thing called muscle.
I
had to look it up.
I never played football, so I don't know.
I had to look it up.
Technical terms of it.
Apparently, it's like a tissue that's in your body that grows.
Blubber. I know that.
Nope, not fat. It's different.
What's fat? I know blubber.
You didn't even know fat.
So anyway, so that was all cool and stuff. And, you know, see them get their stats and then get cards and all that. But I have a really cool story. Ironically, it happens to be a friend of the family, this kid. So his backstory is, I won't even say what school it is, but he plays for a school. He'll be going into his senior year this season.
Okay.
Completely got screwed by his coaches.
Oh,
like,
no.
The high school coaches don't like him. It's clearly personal. One of the coach's sons, of course, is on the team. He plays all these kids. This kid is, I forgot if his mom said he's 6'3 or 6'4 now. Mm-hmm. 190. Like, he's already built like an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
Completely shit on last year. When he finally stood up to the coaches, they called his trainer and told his trainer, you know, he's not coachable, blah, blah, blah. So his trainer got in his ass. Like, everybody's shitting on this kid.
Oh, gosh.
I think he played literally maybe two games, only a couple
of
series.
Do you want to say what school was? Or
I don't.
Okay.
I don't want to say what school. Anyway, so.
Truman High School.
It wasn't. But so he keeps grinding.
No, we've never had a good player.
He keeps grinding. You know, so he's going to his camp. He's doing everything he's supposed to do because he had very little film from last year, right? Mm-hmm. He gets out there. He fucking shows out. This kid walks away with four offers on site.
Wow. Whoa. What position did he play?
Wide receiver.
Wow.
He's just built like
6'4", 190?
6'4", 190. He's just mossing people.
Yeah.
He's fast.
Mossing people.
Totally awesome. Mossing people, like just going up over the DBs and grabbing the ball.
Wow.
I mean, he just put on a show yesterday.
Good for him.
And so I'm standing there talking to his mom, and I'm like, holy shit, he's balling today. She's like, yeah, he's doing pretty good. Like, she goes, hopefully this will help because of his shitty year. Well, it helped. This kid walks away with four offers.
That's awesome.
And so I think the beauty of it is now if they don't play him this season, you're the one that looks like assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
you're not playing the kid that has four college offers.
So the offers were probably what? DeVry, Avila.
They were Avila actually was one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It actually was. But it was two D2 schools.
American National.
And two NAIAs.
I think Leah's haircut.
Leah's haircut.
Leah's haircut.
Trump,
school.
Trump University.
Trump University. No, some real ones, huh?
No,
Avila is the school.
what? Yeah, Avila's NAIA, right?
Avila's NAIA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then two D2 offers.
That's awesome.
I can't remember. One was Lincoln.
Okay, yeah.
Lincoln in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the second D2.
When I worked in Jefferson City, Nazarene. I lived right next door to Nazarene? Lincoln University.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, so. There you go. So
good
so anyway,
for that kid.
It was just a great story. It was a really good story.
I don't want to cause trouble. Actually, I do. Whitney, if you're listening, how Whoa. Comfortable are you, your husband, your fiance, talking to another woman at a football practice? Because isn't that how you guys met?
Oh, well, not really. I mean,
okay,
just we met. We were on the same team, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney, he didn't mean anything by it. It's just a conversation. But also, this could be your way out. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Now I see where this is going.
Yeah, yeah. Paul's creating back doors just in case.
Just in case. She's so lovely. I feel like I need to give her that warning.
So speaking of Whitney, the other cool thing about my week is Wednesday night we went to see Brittany Howard.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Who was the lead singer from? She's solo now, but she was the lead singer of Alabama Shakes. Good. And I am not bullshitting, man. This may have been the best concert I've ever been to.
Do you think she's a good singer?
I think she's an amazing singer.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you thought.
What are you trying to be funny?
I'm trying to. I have a little gag I run with my daughter.
Yeah.
When I ask her amazing. Real super, like super basic questions. Do you think Taylor Swift's talented? Shut up, Dad.
You're so dumb. I don't know if you were being serious or not.
Right. You got the joke.
I got it. But she was just absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was just really good. It was
she
really
shred
good.
On the guitar a little bit.
She pulled out the guitar and shred on a little bit.
Yeah, she does it too. Uh-huh.
I tried to send you guys a clip. Her drummer was just absolutely amazing. He like they took a break and everybody, you know, lights went down and they went to go do, and he's just doing a 5-minute solo.
Yeah.
Just good completely for him. Murdering it.
Now, had you been to the Truman before?
I had never been to the Truman, which is another, you know, connection to Molly being on the show because you said Molly does
photography and stuff, but I guess I may have this one, but I think they get 2 shows a month that they get to do, and then they have other people. So Molly did not get the
We saw two
show.
Other girls doing it, and I jokingly say, she ain't old Molly.
No. hell no.
Yeah. She's not our marketing program manager.
That's right.
So, yeah, but it was really good, man. She had this lady open for Joan McGillicuddy. Hmm. I have no clue if that's her name. Something like that. Okay. But she was good, too.
Okay. Now, obviously, no Britney, but...
She was no Britney.
No Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great week.
That was my week.
Oh, let me just throw in before you jump to yours, Paul.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the movie Bottoms... I'll stop.
Was the top of my week.
I'm sorry. You go, Paul. You go.
It was the bottoms of my week. Okay, so first of all, I got to tell you that the Texter's not here today.
I know.
We miss his hijinks.
Yes.
We wonder what he's up to.
Always.
But I had an interesting week. I got to go to an Independence Chamber event. Mm. But I felt under the weather on Wednesday.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And I took a sick day and slept all day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it
the COVID?
No. I felt sluggish and tired. And
did you get hammered Tuesday night?
No, I didn't.
Hmm. Wow.
But this is, we talk about things that are embarrassing to us, but so I'll go ahead and say it. We're older, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I needed some... Ex-lax to make me feel better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You had the opposite of my problem last night, is what you're saying.
But it makes you really miserable.
Oh, okay.
If you can't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you can't.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. I guess if you can too much, it'd make you miserable too.
But. Sure, it did last night, yeah.
But, and I did a homeowners seminar on Tuesday, and you betcha.
Oh, God, that sounds
exciting.
Went
to a great thing just because I care about who I work for and I want to represent them in a great way. Tuesday morning, I had to go to a Independence Chamber breakfast that was all about vacation planning and what to do on cruises. And I did that for my company.
Oh, that was good of you.
Yeah.
You seem like a very good... corporate citizen. Yes. You represent your company.
I mean,
well.
Why would I want to be there learning about what you should do for a cruise that may be coming up? You know, in the time I should be working on work.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I did that for them. And the other thing I did is I spent my Saturday at an event. So that was...
Was that fun?
It was from 2 to 4 at the City House.
Oh, yeah. I didn't recall asking about the time frame, but...
And I did another... you know our friend, our good friend, Almost Andy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He walks in the door. He's there. He's so, like, in character and fun with everybody.
Yes.
I was going to say, was he geared out?
So I say, hey, his secret identity.
Oh, you called him by his Clark Kent?
And then he said hi, and I'm like,
my name's not Bruce.
I'm like, what am I doing? Of all the people, you see superhero things in the same studio.
Yeah. Stop it.
What am I doing?
And you, of all people, you should know better about superhero identities of anyone.
I know. So I apologize to him. I apologize to you, Boogie.
Maybe the Dark Knight. Never Bruce.
That's a really good
I would
voice.
I just couldn't be one. I couldn't hang out with Marvin and Wendy, the super kids, because they would just kill me.
Kevin.
But I've been busy this week. I did something that I want to share with you guys.
Oh. Oh, drum roll.
Let's see if you guys remember.
Okay.
There was a task I had to do that I didn't want to do, and it sucked. But I'm completed with it.
Did we should know there was your task?
Yes. And it was your fault I had to do it.
Was it your week to make love to Nancy? No, I...
No. No. She'll be too tired. She's out of town. I completed the audiobook.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Nice.
How does that feel?
I'm so glad I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So,
you want to play us a sample?
I do. Because, you know, you guys know this about me. I'm a big radio guy. I run KCTK Radio.
For years.
And I went through it and edited it. I tried to make it real to what the, like, even when I wrote the book, right? Mm-hmm. But even as I'm reading a sentence, and in my mind I'm thinking, that could have been written differently.
Mm-hmm.
My first instinct was to read it in the better way. But then I went, no.
Yeah.
Got to
read
it exactly how it is.
Mm. Yeah.
So I didn't jack around with it, but I edited it and put it up. I just posted it or submitted it this morning. So I don't know when it will be available.
But. And that's through that. Is it still the ACX? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's through Amazon. So.
Yeah, it's through Amazon.
You go to Amazon, you type in my name, all the books I wrote, which is one of them, which is quite, you know, I'm giving myself crap there, but it's a lot more than most people.
Hey, you know? I mean, you look on this. Well, I shouldn't assume. You might have several books out there, Boogie. I don't know.
Not under the name Boogie.
Yeah.
See? Okay.
No,
yeah.
I have no books.
So I was very, I was just sticking to the no shtick, no sound effects, except for the I had to do this at the closing.
This has been the audiobook production of your elected representatives. Tales about humorous politicians and other stories written by Paul Lavoda. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
This has been a KCTK production.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you really put that on?
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
So that would be good at the end.
That's great.
Just
that's great,
thing.
Man. Wow. So
proud of you.
I'm really, I really stink at it. And I'm glad it's over.
That's exciting.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 I've had people say they want to read the book when it's an audio book. And I'm like, okay.
Well, now so you're going to see if they really did.
So I'm done. And I don't think I'll ever write another book because...
You can't say that.
Yeah. I'm going to have someone help me, though, by writing it. And also doing the voiceover of it.
That's a good idea. Just get a ghostwriter and a ghost voice.
Yeah. And then I got to attend yesterday a big celebration. I'm surprised you guys weren't there. It was the 55th anniversary of the Tool Shed. I was at another event, and I got text from my neighbors that said, get over here. They're doing 1969 prices.
Oh, wow.
So I ran in and got myself a couple vodkas.
How much was a 1969 vodka?
69 cents.
Wow, that's conspicuous.
Yeah. All right, no, wait, 96 cents maybe. Something like that. But anyway, it was cheap.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how hammered did you get?
Not too hammered. Okay. It was only for like an hour they did this. Oh, I know okay. that you go to Tool Shed quite a bit.
I think I've been there twice.
Yeah, that's my life.
I don't know what Tool Shed is.
Yeah, it's there'd be no. It's a local bar here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually a, I would say, a very nice dive bar.
Yes.
Is that the one that somebody saw the buzz coming out of?
The buzz?
Brian Busby.
No, that's John's Corner Bar.
Oh, okay.
I saw. Yeah, okay. Brian
now,
Busby coming out.
It was also a perfect time to go there because my neighbors were over there and my wife's out of town. My wife doesn't want to go to the Tool Shed ever because when we went there one time, a woman got punched in the face by a guy as we walked in.
Huh.
Whoa.
She's like, I don't want to go to a place like that.
Oh, also, somebody got shot and killed there, what?
A couple years
Four
ago.
4 years
what
ago?
Are you gonna do? Yeah. After 55 years, it's only been one.
Yeah, that's true.
That I know of. So I tried to ease her to feel better by saying, well, you don't know if she deserved it or not. And it didn't seem to work.
No.
Imagine that.
No, it didn't. No.
So this is the time when we really need the texter to come in with his hijinks, but we don't have
We got
that.
No texter.
We got no texter, but that's okay. But we're doing something a little different. We're doing the news quiz.
Oh, this is fun.
And you know how we went from Slate to CNN and back to Slate?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we can have a consistent one. So we're going to try one, which...
Was this a third one?
I'm fearful of.
Oh, really?
Because I think it's a harder one. This is the new
than Slate's?
Yeah.
Slate's was pretty hard.
This is the New York Times.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Quiz. How confident do you guys feel about this?
I having never done it, I don't feel great.
Okay.
And I know the New York Times is full of libtards and they are proud of their Ivy League education. They're going to make this unnecessarily hard.
Oh boy.
And fuck you guys.
And Colin Jost.
Yeah.
Jost. He referred to him as Wordle last night, which is funny.
Nice.
He goes, isn't it weird how a notable print newspaper is being propped up by something you play on your phone? Okay, question number one.
Okay.
Who was the first witness to take the stand in Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan?
Oh, it was Pecker, right?
It was Pecker.
It was Pecker.
That is exactly correct. Now, I got confused. Because I was calling him Pekka, because I know some people don't like the hard R.
I don't know. I think,
but I didn't want to be.
I don't know if that's with that word, but yeah, that's good of you to think of others, though. That was yeah.
Okay, I'm here. Yeah, this guy. this guy.
Okay, I'm here.
So this guy ran the National Enquirer, and to find out, and I don't think he gets enough credit, that our ex-president invented fake news.
Yeah.
So they would take a shred of facts and create nonsense around it, a story for the National Enquirer, but also stuff completely out of thin air they would make up news.
Yes.
So when he started complaining about fake news, Donald Trump is the expert of fake news. He invented it.
Just another example of anything he says is a projection.
Yes.
Anything and everything. God.
So I don't know if
Pecker, please.
I just don't know. He seems like a scumbag, but who knows what will happen in the trial.
I will say this. I saw a cry-on on MSNBC that I loved. And it made me thankful, but it said Trump worried about Pecker leaking.
That's awesome. There's no possible way whoever wrote that didn't know.
Oh, you know they were all high-fiving in the cryon room somebody came up with that.
I hope whoever did that pulled a Whiting on him. When they came in, you can't put, what? That's their name. And he was worried that they were going to leak to the press.
Yes.
I hope they stuck to it.
You could.
In totally. A very Whiting manner.
Yeah.
And then I hope there was another one of a boogie there just shaking his head, looking at him. Come on. I'm not falling for this. Okay. Number two. All right. So far, the New York Times quiz is our bitch. Okay. New York's highest court overturned Harvey Weinstein's conviction on felony sex crime charges, citing what error by the judges?
Hang on.
Do you guys know what it is?
I do if I can read it.
That helped, right? Allowing charges beyond the statute of limitations, allowing witnesses who do not know Weinstein, allowing witnesses who were not part of the charges, convening a jury that was not of Weinstein's peers, taking the case which was not in his jurisdiction.
I think it's witnesses who were not part of the charges. They were talking about other things that weren't related.
Wow.
That is exactly correct.
Look at you, C-Dub.
Well, you know, when I'm trying to avoid work, I look at the news.
So that's going to be something, man, because that was such a thing that Harvey...
That is going to be something, yeah.
We all kind of, you know, pat ourselves on the back and said, sexism is over and sexual harassment is over. We got Harvey. It will never happen again. And
misogyny shall never rear its head again.
And now there will be no miscommunication between men and women ever again. And life is good.
Yeah.
But I guess we're retrying that again. We're on the road to nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. I got worried there.
Yeah.
Question three. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have led to encampments and arrest at university campuses across the U.S., which school did Speaker Mike Johnson visit?
Columbia University.
That's right, Columbia. Do you guys think that Mike Johnson, who has his black son, he's the Speaker of the House. Do you think that he went there just because he thought, well, I'm the Speaker of the House. I can really help with tensions and bring people together?
No. No.
Okay, that was a special. That was an extra.
Good Lord, no.
What an asshole. What God. A complete asshole.
Yeah.
And he goes there and criticizes them and says that the president of the school should be...
should resign.
Should resign. And maybe she should, but it's like, you didn't. You're not helping.
No. You're divisive.
Okay, wow. 3 for 3 so far. Let's go to question number 4, though. This is a tough one. Always question number 4 is always tough.
Always, always, especially if it's of 11.
Fucking 4.
The Supreme Court considered several high-profile cases over the past week. Which of the following is not one of the issues it heard arguments about? Barring homeless people from public spaces, the Biden administration rules limiting ghost guns, Donald Trump's claim of personal immunity, Idaho's abortion ban, Starbucks labor practices.
Jeez, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Ah, I know they talked about the immunity.
Okay, I think so too. Abortion seems to be a thing that they're, they want to make sure that,
yeah,
I think it's one or,
there has been five. A lot of talk about the homeless in public spaces, but I don't know if it's
okay.
Supreme Court level.
What is talk. Ghost guns? You guys ever heard of that one?
No.
I'm assuming there's like Starbucks? No social security number. Starbucks is, the delicious. Workers are trying to unionize and Starbucks is trying to fight it.
And delicious.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and overpriced.
So why would the Supreme Court get involved with that?
Just labor practices and labor law. So let's go with ghost guns, okay? Since we don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Deductive reasoning.
We did it. We did it right. The court heard cases considering whether Trump... Okay, but tell me about ghost guns. It didn't.
You got homemade
firearms, yeah, but what had to hear the case. Guns. Okay, so we're 4 for 4, one more. Biden signed $95.3 billion in package this week, sending military aid to which three places? Oh, okay. So we know it's Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. That's the answer, guys.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yay, I did it. Yay.
You're doing really good on this one.
So we got them all correct.
And I know what a ghost gun is.
What is
when
it?
You guys are ready. It is a gun without a serial number. I was correct on that. And the way you do it, it's either a kit or you purchase parts of guns from different places and you build it yourself so it's untraceable.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
All right. Well, we did it. We got 5 out of 5 of the hardest quiz there ever has been.
Yeah, take that, liberal jerks.
Now, you're part of the bill of to send this money to people fighting for democracy is that they're banning TikTok. Your thoughts on that, guys?
I have not looked into it enough to have a valid opinion. So I don't know. TikTok, I'm not mature enough to handle TikTok. I stay away from TikTok, so I don't know.
You don't do TikTok, do you?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So here's the thing that I want to tell everyone who's worried about it banning. It's being banned because it's controlled by the foreign government, okay? Also, things change. Probably by next year anyway, there's going to be a new app that we're all into. Vine. I don't know. Vine was there for a while.
Yeah. Or
you were on Friendster, I think, Chris, for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I was big.
And you're still there, right?
I was the mayor of Friendster.
Yeah. So just everyone just calm down. There is going to be another thing where you can have your ridiculous nonsense.
I'm surprised ever since this whole thing became an issue, someone hasn't already created something exactly like TikTok.
Well, Instagram has tried, right?
Yeah, and Facebook has a thing too.
And I got to be honest, I was like very heavy into TikTok, but Instagram's kind of taking over my time now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Reels is what they call them.
Oh, the Reels, yeah.
The kids call it the Reels. Yeah.
So it's just like...
And to your point, Paul, there's going to be no... you're going to have plenty of things to scroll mindlessly
on. Here's the other thing that kind of pisses me off, too.
Okay.
I don't think it has shit to do with security.
You don't?
I think it has to do with the U.S. being like, man, we could be making money on this.
You may be right.
I don't think so.
What?
I disagree.
What is China going to get from my phone?
Well... The fear is that they just have a way to spread propaganda and also take stuff from your phone and use it in a bad way. Those two things. And they can't control it. They can't regulate it. Now, what the problem is that we have a mega meta, and they've never regulated them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like if it was, I guess they just want to make sure they could regulate you, you know?
I guess, yeah. But you're right. Who knows what Meta has taken from us, what Twitter X has taken from us. Yeah.
Why would they take it from you?
They can sell that information. They can
sell it to companies.
Exactly,
and then,
what Russia...
Okay, sell it to companies for what?
Money.
What did I just say?
Money.
Yeah, but...
It's got shit to do with security.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. They want to make the money, but, you know, during election time, you see on Facebook a bunch of lies, and it makes people vote in a certain way, and, you know, okay, so there's all kinds of stuff like that.
So that goes back to your point. Why aren't they being regulated?
I think they should all be regulated.
I agree.
And I know I would be so much better if there wasn't TikTok.
Same.
I'd find another thing to do. So that's it. We have our special guests come up. We've talked quite a bit, but I missed you guys. And
I'm going to give them a five-minute warning.
We're going to take a break, and then we're going to be
5 minutes, Molly Fresh. You're on.
We'll be back with more Freestyle with Boogie and Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie and introducing the Texter.
Looking at the past 7 days, so you don't have to. You could join in on the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060.
We've been told that perfect mornings exist for the lucky few. That morning people own the waking hours. But the truth is, mornings belong to all of us. Your mornings are what you make of them. All it takes is saying yes. Starbucks Morning Yes.
Look for Starbucks coffee in a grocery store near you, then sit back and enjoy the exceptional taste of Starbucks at home.
Hi, this is Chickless Goose from Counterclockwise KC. Listen to our program each and every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio. Personality driven radio.
Hi, guys. It's your old friend Paul from KCTK Radio, reminding you again to download the KCTK Radio app. You're listening and you're going, I don't need the app. But you do need the app. Here's why. It's free, okay? You already got Candy Crush, all kinds of jackleg apps on your phone.
It's free. It's free.
Yeah,
it's
just free. Get it for free. And then if you ever want to participate live sometime, you can put the notification on there. Also, you always can get the podcast on there as soon as they come out. So it's a fun thing to do. I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, please. You're going to have fun. I've noticed something about you. You need to relax a little bit. You know, you need to kind of chill out.
Get away from TikTok.
Yeah, get away from TikTok for a little bit and listen to the KCTK Radio app. It's free. It will get into your brain, and it will never leave you. So join us on the KCTK Radio app and have fun for once in your life. Do it the KCTK podcast way.
I'm excited to tell you about Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing. Blue cheese dressing with a little kick. Bronco Blue is an artisan-made salad dressing dip created in small batches. It is like no other salad dressing you've ever had, and it's made right here in Kansas City. Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing is made by our favorite chef here in Kansas City, Stephanie Broncato. And Stephanie's been making this dressing since she was 10 years old. This is her secret recipe, and one of the only ones she won't share with you because it's that good. Bronco Blue is a small batch, artisan-made blue cheese dressing with only the finest ingredients, with no preservatives. It is like no other blue cheese dressing you've ever had. And you, folks, should try a jar today. You won't regret it. And you can get it by the pint or half pint, your choice. Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, the official dressing of KCTK Radio. Now I want you to go right now to www.broncobluecheesedressing.com. Again, it's www.broncobluecheesedressing.com to place your order today. Get Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, blue cheese dressing with a little kick, and tell them that Bo, the official Bronco of Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, sent you.
Welcome back, everybody, to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie, and introducing the Texter. The Texter's not with us today. We miss him.
We do. We miss him badly.
Yeah.
He's dumb.
So one thing I missed that, well, once our guest shows up,
yeah,
we'll stop. But one thing, I had a big time Friday night.
Yeah?
My wife's out of town. She's with her friends. They visit a friend. Shorty sisters, they visited in Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina?
Charlotte's North Carolina.
Yeah.
Lovely city, too, by
the way.
I don't
know where she went. Someplace in the Carolinas.
Hey, all you know is you love her and she's not here and that sucks.
Yeah. And so Friday, I sat there and decided to watch a movie. And my friend Chris told me to watch a movie called Bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Bottoms, the premise is it's a high school comedy about two young ladies who are lesbians who are trying to pick up other chicks. They continually say they're not being ignored in high school because they're lesbians. It's because they're ugly lesbians.
Okay.
So let's go to our special guest real quick. Where's she at? Okay.
Where are they?
So,
there they are.
So I want to give a review of that movie, and because I think it's the greatest movie of all time and worthy of what I call a Oscar-winning performance by someone that we love so very much. But first, we have our special guest, our special feature. And Chris, usually I introduce our guests.
It's true.
I would like for you to do that this time.
I would be more than happy to introduce our special guest. Today, we have with us one Molly Whiting. This is my oldest child.
Yay.
Molly comes to us from down in the Westport-ish area, kind of between Westport Plaza, KU Medical Center area.
Ooh. The 39th Street Corridor.
The 39th Street Corridor,
it's the cool part of town.
So Molly grew up with me.
When are you going to grow up?
I don't know. Went to the University of Missouri and now...
In Columbia.
In Columbia, not in Kansas City or St. Louis or Rolla.
Okay.
And now works for an advertising agency, but then also hustles on the side and does kind of marketing type work for folks. So, Molly, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's the least we could do. So, hey, I know you woke up pretty early this morning to get ready for the show. We're a little bit later than when you first anticipated. So apologies on that one. But
thanks for your flexibility.
Yeah. Gave you time to prep, though. So that's good.
Right. Yeah.
Molly, do you prep for like interviews and shows and things that you do?
Normally, when I have all the information, I will.
Okay, because your father has never prepped for anything in his life, so.
Nor your Uncle Paul, so. What?
You know, I've had some time.
I bring stories. I wipe up the water of the flood.
Now,
I am a super prep guy compared to him. Don't even.
Fair enough.
We're talking about prep. Don't even compare me with Whiner. Right.
Sorry.
Back to you, Molly.
Yeah, back to you, Molly.
So, Molly, I know you know me.
Go ahead. I love to listen. Guest on this.
Bless her heart.
No, just trying to answer questions and can't get a word in. So, you know Paul, and then Boogie Nights, you knew, well, you met when you were a little bitty thing.
Just
so,
a little tiny something.
Yeah, we worked together at a large telecom company.
Do you remember him?
We were little.
Molly, do you remember him?
No, but I'm happy to see you today.
You too, Molly.
He remembers you. That's pretty rude.
I do remember her.
Yeah.
So
I can't believe a two-week-old doesn't remember a pig.
And we actually had Boogie's oldest on a couple of weeks ago. So this is kind of cool to have you on the show here now.
Yeah, it's turned into the daughter show.
Mm-hmm. I brag on you a lot on what you're doing with life, but I don't really know if I explain it well. Can you tell the audience like what you do in your day job, but then also like what you do on the side, like what is your creative process? What do you make? What do you do?
Okay. I'll start with what I do during the day. I work for a travel advertising agency as the social videographer editor. And so if there's any time, our agency serves travel destinations. And so some of my clients include Visit Kansas City, Ann Arbor, Myrtle Beach, Michigan, Detroit, just a lot of different cities, states, countries. And so whenever there's a need from them to get a short form video for Reels, Instagram, TikTok, any of the social platforms, that's what I help out on. So I do paid ads and I do organic videos.
And I like going to the KOA because
there you go. Yeah. The KOA right. Test Kitchen. You want to tell people what that is? That's one of your hits.
Yeah. We no longer work with KOA as far as the creative work we do, but I used to do this series where I would make different s'mores, but I would swap out different one of the three basic ingredients for something else. So it may be like instead of chocolate, I use a peanut butter cup. Or a piece of pie instead of graham crackers. So that's what I do most of the time with MMGY full time. And then, like you said, I also freelance. And so I do short form content similarly to like the normal day to day job. I do interviews. I take headshots. I'd like to take like music video. I do behind the scenes for different films. Wow. So anything that needs a camera, I like to be a part of.
So it's interesting. You're here because we had a little back and forth on the text, right? And you had mentioned you want to play basketball again, right?
Yeah, I've been watching the women's NCAA. I've been watching the women's basketball. And I'm like, maybe I could play again.
Yeah.
And we already talked about earlier that what a great basketball player.
Yeah.
You were in the past or are? I'm not, only saw you in the past. And I know
14 was my peak for basketball. I'm hoping to find that again. There's a community center near my apartment. You guys almost doxed me by my location. You like centered in like three areas.
Oh, it was me. I triangulated you.
Yeah, but there's also a community center near there where they have a basketball court. It's like $5 per visit or you can do $30 a month.
When will you be there exactly?
What did you say?
When will you be there exactly? The listeners are going to want to know.
So they can come and hang out? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. He's trying
to... I'm making use of the money. Yeah.
Full dox you.
Fully trying to dox you here. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's... I haven't super decided. They do have, like, they close around 9 p.m. They don't open till like 10, so I'd definitely be going
okay.
more in the...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the Paul original...
See, she just tried to sincerely answer the question.
The original ask from you, and if I have this wrong, correct me. You reached out and said, hey, Dad, there's a community center near me. I want to play basketball. It costs $30 a month. Maybe you guys need some promotional videos for your podcast. Is that essentially it?
Yeah, I mean, they also, they have treadmills and other equipment as well. But the gym that's near my apartment does not have a basketball court.
Yeah, but the main gist was you want to play basketball. It's $30 a month. So you were like, hey, Dad, maybe you could pay me and I could do
using
some promotional
her talent,
stuff.
Talents and right. time.
Yeah.
Those were the terms. Right. Those were the original yeah. terms.
So I said, let me talk to Paul. We'll see. About... So I came back and said, yes, we can do this. And you came back and essentially said, well, okay, but $30 isn't going to get you a whole lot, Dad.
Yeah. So my question for you is, what is your need? And then I can better assess what I can give to you in $30, or we could figure out a way that.
Oh, she's good. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, would.
Yeah, they are.
A little better, because generally my rates can vary from 50 an hour to anything above that. Sometimes 25 an hour, but like you said, $30 for a full month. Well, maybe okay. get you one short 15 minute reel, 15-second reel.
So, okay.
So I mean, the question is, we'll just have you guys figure this out, and we'll start with Boogie. The answer to the question: what do you think is the need of the show?
You're asking me what do I think?
Yeah,
the list is so long.
that Molly could help with.
That Molly can. I feel like they could help with just general marketing, just getting us out there. So, Molly, you mentioned reels. I feel like that's what's hot right now, mm-hmm. right? If mm-hmm. you know, if you have a reel come across, is the term reel exclusive to Instagram?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So whether it's a Instagram reel or a TikTok video or whatever the TikTok version of a reel is, then I think that'd be great. And I think I honestly think 15 seconds is enough.
Okay, what do you think, Chris?
Well, my question is, like, what's your goal? Is it to reach more people? Is it to get them to yeah. watch your...
Yes.
How would you answer that? How would you answer that, Chris?
Social channels?
I would say the goal is, one, to keep our audience engaged throughout the week. We have a small but mighty core group of listeners, so maybe just giving them a little midweek, you know, a little taste, a little bump. But if we could also... If we could get more... listeners, that would be awesome. Just spread the reach a little bit.
The way I would answer that is that I feel like with the success of the program, we're trying to be everything to everybody, and we're growing so vastly that we need to maybe be more specific in what we provide, which is intellectual conversation.
Sure.
Wow. And make sure that we're targeting to that group of people.
So the group of people, your audience is people that are looking to listen to intellectual conversation?
Yeah, I would say I would say the people that listen to us definitely are interested in a higher level of dialogue with the issues.
The disbelief was pretty strong in your statement there, Molly. Yeah, that was Molly. Good.
Well, I'm trying to nail down what, like, is this an age group? It can be anyone. Do you have who are your current listeners and you want more of those, or are you looking
for... Are you asking us a question?
Well, if I could finish the question.
Okay, yeah, okay. But I got to play the question music.
Oh, God.
The question music? Okay.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Count me down.
Go. Three, two, one, go.
Thank you. My question to you is there an age? What is the, you know, the people who are is it, you're supposed to take a drink during the question, or...
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
I'm gonna turn my mic off.
I didn't know if I was falling into your drink segment of the questions moment.
Do you think you could grow our drink segment? Everybody.
Yeah. So do you have like moments that you think like stand out? How do you segment? How do you structure your show?
So we start off. There is a very strict format we follow, actually. We start off, we talk about our personal weeks, the last week, what's happened. Might delve into the news a little bit, then we do a news quiz where we take a quiz online and see how well we've listened. Then we do the next segment, which you're in right now, where we typically have a special feature, which is you this week. And then we also do some pop culture news, showbiz stuff. And then we finish with jokes that we've written ourselves about the news. And then we talk about what's happening next week.
So any of those separately could be their own series that you're like cutting into pieces and putting out. I could also, I'm trying to think like it. Is $30? Do you have a budget for your advertising?
It's a great question.
So, what do you value your podcast to be?
Oh, do you see how they phrase that question?
Yeah.
What do you value your podcast? Oh, that's good.
They are so good.
That is good. Well, let me put it this way. You put the whole thing out on YouTube, right, Paul?
Yes, I turned my mic off so I won't.
Paul turned his mic off to stop interrupting. So the entire thing goes out on YouTube. $30 a month. I give you $30. Fresh, crisp dollar bills. You have this hour and a half, 2 hour long YouTube thing. Could you do one little reel, like from one of the segments each week? Is that?
It depends. So it would take me an hour to watch the video. So it would probably be, would you all be able to then pull out time codes of things that you find interesting, then I could edit that down? Because otherwise you'd be paying me $30 to watch it.
Oh, yes.
So I think it would be, probably, I think it'd be easy to find. If we ever did anything interesting, we'd probably remember it.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
I think we could do that because we could probably just at the end of every show go, okay, which segment do you think would make a good reel? And then we could just isolate that and tell you, and then you could edit that down.
And then I could pull that and spend that hour instead editing the video for you.
And I will pay you.
Right. Usually with those, I also give like one or two rounds of revisions. I feel like depending on the...
That's fair.
Your criticisms, yeah. Maybe might be necessary. It feels like for these types of reels, since they're shorter form, that you won't need multiple, but sometimes for paid ads or something.
Believe it or not, we're not really sticklers on quality here.
Thank you for saying that. I was thinking, how am I going to answer?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. So revisions probably won't be a thing right. with us.
That works.
But I realize as we're talking, that's actually 30 a week as I'm talking here to you, right?
Yeah. So, you know, 30 a month is a different conversation.
Wow.
She's four times it up.
It's hard out here.
They did.
Yeah. Wow. You're good. Good, kid. You're good.
Thank you.
Chicken me off, but you're good. So I guess I got to think, how much do I value this podcast? Do I value it a once a month reel or do I value it a once a week reel?
Okay.
And, you know, I also do different content.
You want the thinking song again?
I say we... Oh, sorry, Molly, what were you saying?
I was going to mention that I do packages as well of content. So something that I do is like I'll take maybe you all have a studio session where you're all in person all together. Maybe you put on an outfit for your show and I could come by and take 20. You would get 20 images that are retouched, edited, that you could put out as the month rolls out. And then it would also come with, so you get a package of like this many photos and three reels for this amount. And then you could do those. Those are tiered. So then I also have like, okay, maybe you want 30 pictures and five reels or 50 pictures and 10 reels. So there are lots of ways that I can deliver work.
So if we wanted to all wear like, say, Pee Wee Herman suits for a pot, you could come in and do a whole thing for us.
Yeah. And then I could stage it and direct the shots and everything. And then you'd have.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say then you'd have more for promotional materials if you were to ever make graphics or anything, any countdowns.
Okay. And if any of our listeners are interested in any of these things, how could they reach out to you?
To me?
Yeah. If they want to do it for themselves or their business.
Yeah, people can reach me through my email, which is mollywhiting7@gmail.com. And then I'm also responsive on Instagram, which is just my name. It's Molly S. Whiting. And people DM me on there sometimes, and we figure out a call or something where we can talk about what they need. But yeah, I think you guys, I'm curious, like how you would identify your podcast, like visually, how you tie everything together. Do you have colors, themes, like... Do you have, I don't know what, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, no, you're asking great questions. I don't know the answers to these things.
Yeah, Molly, I think you're making us out to be way more than we actually are.
You know, I'm used to working with some big clients, I guess.
I guess you're, used to work with some big wheels down at the cracker factory. Mm-hmm. But
what'd you call it? Would be helpful because it can direct you in a direction that maybe is more, you know, streamlined.
Maybe with your help, we can, maybe with your help, we'll get that chicken.
You know what would be nice? The listeners who participate in Facebook, we have people there today.
And I haven't even gone on Facebook today. Yeah. Dang it.
Maybe put a little comment about what you think would be a good aspect of the show.
That's a great idea. Yeah,
there could be comments like, guys, you're lucky I listened to this thing.
Yeah,
just stop it. That's fair too.
But that, yeah, Facebook people, if you have an idea, if this were your $30 per month or week, how would you spend it to market this program? What would you like to see?
Let me rephrase the question. What do you think other people, because you listen to us, what do you think other people would like about the program?
Yeah,
I would say the strong, intellectual, detailed.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
News coverage.
I don't think that's.
No. Or maybe it is the, you know, every once in a while there's a fart joke. Your choice.
That's actually true. Yeah. The second one.
I have another question for you guys. Are you selling the show, or like each of you has personalities also?
Gosh, you with the questions.
Are we selling the show? I guess that's my question, Molly, to the listener. What do you think is sellable about this show?
Actually, maybe I can hop on our Facebook and see if they're coming in with anything right now.
And I'm thinking Amy's the only one listening, but she could tell us.
Maybe Murph.
Yeah, Murph or no. Murph should put, I liked it when Murph was on the show. Sell that part of it.
Yeah, you should do more Murph.
Yeah.
Molly, I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we going to get invoiced for this segment?
No, well, I was going to say, usually I have like some sort of more private call where we assess your needs, but that's not something that I ever charge for. But I do feel like I have a range of questions that would help me like create things that help you meet your goals. So maybe we could have another conversation at a separate time. Again, I wouldn't charge for that either, but I am curious to get some more information out of y'all.
If you don't mind, we'd like to I would like to nominate Chris to do this. All in favor? Two to one. Okay.
Yep.
Now but the problem is, Chris, I hate to have you do anything extra. I mean, showing up.
Why are you putting
that's
him
big.
Out like that?
Yeah, that's
a big thing. So now you're going to have another additional conversation with someone you love very much. Sorry about that.
So here's the deal, Molly. We will go and have an in-depth conversation, kind of narrow down what we want to do. I won't pay you for that conversation, but I will pick up the tab for dinner or coffee or whatever.
Now,
that's perfect. Yeah, that works for me.
The other criteria is if there will be additional work, it's for maybe Boogie or you or the texter.
Not for you. That's
not
fair.
For you. Yeah,
because
you do everything.
Because I do so much.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
Even though I don't prep for anything.
I saw that sheet of paper.
Yeah. This is my effort that should be going to other efforts I get paid for.
Yeah.
He puts them together in his car.
Sometimes he leaves his homework in there. It's okay. Well,
let's let her go already.
Molly, I am excited about this. Thank you for being willing to let me give you money to do stuff for the show. That's very gracious of you. And thanks for getting up on a Sunday morning to be on our show. Appreciate it. Appreciate you as a professional and as a family member.
Aww.
Love you.
You should be very proud, Chris.
Pancakes in the meantime, so it's all good. I felt like I was asking a lot of questions that I'm like, okay, maybe we could just have a separate conversation because I want to keep it light for your show.
Yeah, well, that's us. Yeah,
we. Mm-hmm. It just shows what a talented professional you are, Molly. So thank you very much. Yep. And you should be very proud of yourself, Chris. You should be very proud.
I'll tell you
that
what,
you're associated with Molly.
I am. I look at this kid and go, wow, if I had been where they are at their age, just think where I'd be now. Not with you suckers, that's for sure.
Facts.
It's just all these different examples of despite failed fathers.
Yes.
Despite
the success of
questionable parenting.
These children have come out amazing.
Yeah.
So,
well, I was talking to you, Dad, earlier, and I was talking about how I used to want to be a politician. I feel like it's partially because of Paul's political career.
Well, thank you.
That I wanted to be Secretary of State, so I couldn't have had these goals, you know, without having examples of that. So give yourself some credit.
Well, thank you.
Before I hop off.
You know what? I'm good. You're gonna get yourself a free copy of Your Elected Representative.
Thank you.
Copy of Paul's book.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Will you sign it?
Of course. Wow, she actually.
Oh, hi, baby.
Has Molly ever visited you in your office? Because Molly visited me in my office one time.
I'm trying to think.
And it made my day.
Which office?
I think I'll take your kid to work day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Office.
Jeff City, right?
But also at my office now.
Oh.
At the credit union.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You have a model house there.
Mm-hmm.
You have a dollhouse.
That proves it.
Yep. You know about Paul's dollhouse.
Molly and bought I actually receipts. Walked past a different time, but I didn't say hi because I was kind of embarrassed. I needed to turn in this thing, and I didn't want Paul to know that I messed up. But somebody at the bank went to school with Abby. Did you know that?
No. Who?
I don't remember her name. She's one of the tellers, and she goes, you have a sister named Abby? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, I went to school with you guys. Like, I thought the name was familiar. And I was like, did you like Abby or not? And then and she told me she wouldn't answer the question. She was like, I don't really know her. Like, I don't know. She's nice.
So she didn't really like Abby.
That's what I said. I said, okay, that's my answer. And then I walked off in a joking way.
And you called Abby and said, I met someone else who doesn't like you.
Yeah. Well, just met another person that doesn't like you, Abby.
Yep, the list is getting long. But I'll let you get back to your
hotel. Thank you so much.
It goes till noon, right?
We'll be wrapping up before
too long.
We'll
probably be, who knows.
Yeah.
But
hey, have a great Sunday, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Molly.
Love you.
Good to see you all. Bye.
Bye.
What a delight.
Wow. You're good, man. You done good.
Well, thank you. Yeah. They make me proud.
How does Molly do on compliments? Because I was trying to compliment, and she threw one at me.
Yeah. Molly does much better. They used to, not do well with compliments. I don't know what to attribute it to. What I do attribute it to, they became a diversity peer educator in college and learned a lot about how to be inclusive in conversations and things, and is just really good now about, I don't know, pulling people in and being good conversationally and stuff.
I would love Molly being the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
Okay. You can get them in politics.
Yeah.
But enough of the hard news. Let's get to showbiz news.
Yes.
I don't even know if we need to waste our time with some of these things. Let's go through them quickly.
Right? Okay, that sounds good. Ellen DeGeneres addresses hurtful end of her talk show and new stand-up set. Ellen DeGeneres is reflecting on how her talk show came to an end. The comedian began performing her Ellen's Last Stand-Up Tour this week. Her first major project since The Ellen DeGeneres Show finished its run in 2022. Oh yeah, I got kicked out of show business, DeGeneres quipped. DeGeneres hosted her daytime show for 19 seasons. In 2020, she apologized on air after staffers had alleged production environment was on set was toxic, a contrast to the happy tone of the show and her public image.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
The image is so different from, and there was rumors about Jimmy Fallon being mean to people.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like the happiest guy there ever done have been.
Well, when we were in New York a few years ago, we saw these ladies that went to the Rachel Ray show. And they said she was a raging, angry person.
Wow.
In between Rachel Ray? Screaming at people.
That hurt the stress?
That hurts
the heart. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. They said she'd be so nice, and then they'd go to break, and she'd start tearing into everybody.
I mean, except for the texter, that doesn't happen with this show. And do you think with Molly's work, it's going to be so big that we're going to become Ellen's?
I hope we don't. Paul's going to become an Ellen.
Oh, man. Let's hope not.
Then you and I will have to file complaints to HR. Next thing you know, the show's ruined.
Yeah, then it's all over.
I'd hate to have a show where Boogie would complain about things.
Yeah.
Back to me, Chris. Madonna says her kids' enthusiasm kept her going while on tour after near-death hospitalization. Madonna may be the reigning queen of pop. I don't think she's the reigning queen.
Is she? I don't know. I think she kind of gave up that title.
Yeah.
Maybe the queen emeritus.
Yes.
The elder states queen.
Mother queen.
Yes.
But she's a mother first. As the Vogue singer approaches. Why does that piss me off so much? Like, people don't know who Madonna is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to skip that. She approached her 80th show on Celebration Tour. She took a moment to appreciate how much her six children have helped her get to this point while being hospitalized last year before the tour began. I didn't know she had six children. Did you?
I didn't.
Well, didn't she pull I think she pulled a Jolie and went and adopted a bunch of Africans.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right.
I shouldn't have said that. But, Paul, I will say, you don't think she's the queen of pop? I still think she's the queen of pop.
No, not anymore.
Well, who's the queen of pop?
I mean, stop it.
I mean, you know who Paul thinks it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I feel like those are, I don't know. I think she's the queen. I don't think the title, like in the real world, I don't think the title changes. I think once you have it, you have it.
Mm.
So until Madonna dies.
So like, I think till this day, Michael Jackson is the king of pop and nobody else will ever.
Oh, even still now that he.
And I don't think anybody will ever take. I think if you walk out. I think if you walk out the door and you say, who's the king of pop? Everybody says Michael Jackson and that's it. And it'll,
I don't know. You make a case for McCartney, but did you hear? So Madonna has these six kids.
Yeah.
What did you say? She adopted a bunch of them?
I think that's right.
I thought so.
I think she adopted some kids.
That makes sense because I don't know if you've heard her new hit.
Oh, boy.
This time around, I'm staying at home.
This doesn't sound like her. Her voice has changed.
Well, it's evolved.
Yeah. Her register's a little deeper now.
Yeah. I got that letter. My black son. My black son.
So that's a great hit that
Madonna put out?
You're right. She is the queen.
See?
You're right.
That song proves it.
Okay, back to you, Chris.
Oh, thanks, Paul. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2024 inductees are... The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their 2024 class of inductees. In the performer category, this year's inductees are Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield were selected as the recipients for the Musical Excellence Award.
And they have such the scam going on. They're almost as good as the NFL. Because they put out the nominees, mm-hmm. and then they decide who goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a discussion. Why is that person in there? Why isn't this person? It's whatever.
Yeah.
That person's not rock and roll. It doesn't make a difference. And every year I look at it, that person doesn't need to be in there. It's like they get me in there. Have you seen the show that they do?
No.
It's really kind of fun.
Oh, really?
Because they have different, it's like this year they'll have, I don't know, who was some of the people? They'll have Cher, right? But then they'll have, I don't know, Ariana Grande sing a Cher song or, you know, someone.
Oh, okay.
Someone famous, some other famous people.
Yeah.
And then they'll perform. So it's kind of a fun show to watch. And that's what it's become is, and I think they pick people for the show and they pick people who will be there.
Oh, gotcha.
But that's okay. Like they picked Dolly Parton last year, and she's like, but I'm not rock and roll. And then she said, oh, I'll take it. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fun to see her there and then perform with people.
Would you guys If you were in Cleveland, would you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and visit it?
I would, mostly because Drew Carey told me something, and that was that Cleveland rocks. And
I've heard
and
that.
I will always remember that he told me that. He guided me that way, and I would go see it. Wouldn't you? What else are you going to do in Cleveland?
I don't know.
Go watch the Guardians? I mean...
Yeah, I don't.
I hate the Browns. I hate them so very much.
What about you, Boogie? Would you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I'd go. I'm sure it's a cool place to visit.
Yeah.
I think if I was there, I would carve out time. I wouldn't go there as that's my destination, and I'm going to take a trip to Cleveland because of it.
Right.
But
if you look like the people are going in, okay? Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Superstar.
One name.
Dave Matthews Band. I mean, they were all over the place. They were so popular at the time.
Hey, back in the 90s when I started at Sprint, they were everywhere.
Yes. Peter Frampton, he was huge. Now, I would say Mary J. Blige and Foreigner didn't reach the levels of these other people, but are so talented that you can't exclude them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that? I mean, they're both very famous, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
So they're all over the place.
Yeah.
Cool and the Gang? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Hey, love cool.
And Ozzy, who's already in with Black Sabbath, he gets his own thing now,
mm-hmm.
which is a thing, which I think one year they did the Beatles and the next year they did McCartney, Lennon, Starr, Harrison. It's like.
So all four of the Beatles have their own thing in there and they're in his.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, so
I'll be dang.
I think Paul McCartney's in with Wings, too.
So does each member of Bananarama have their own thing?
They should.
Okay.
And I'm mad because they weren't picked.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to me.
I'm their Venus. Yeah, back to you, Paul.
Okay, how Fish is reimagining Las Vegas Sphere. Concert by Fish, with a PH, by the way. The beloved Vermont Jam Band have become known among fans as unique, once-in-a-lifetime event filled with striking visuals and spontaneous sonic explorations. But now, 41 years into the journey, the band has conceived yet another new way to experience their live music. Four concerts at the Sphere, the $2.3 billion venue in Las Vegas that was christened last fall with the series of shows by U2. Fish? I couldn't name a song, I guess.
Yeah.
They're like the new Grateful
like the Dead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're one of those jam bands that... that's not my kind of...
Yeah.
Do they have one, like,
I can't
hit single.
I can't think of one.
I mean, I'm sure they do, obviously, but I don't know what it is.
I can't. Who? Jane and I went to see Dan LaMontagne dance. Some guy that had a radio hit a few years ago, and we're like,
he was
oh.
a Fish guy.
Well, he wasn't a Fish guy, but he was a jam band guy. We go to his concert at Starlight, thinking it's going to be a lot of stuff like. It was all like 45-minute songs that were all fishy.
Do you guys like that?
I don't.
I don't either. Can't get into it. Mm-mm. Of course. And I know you're surprised that I have my two favorite is Paul McCartney and Taylor Swift, the poppy, right. The most bubblegum poppy people in the history of time.
Yeah.
Ray LaMontagne. Thank you. Jane just texted. It was Thanks. Ray LaMontagne.
I used to love Ray LaMontagne.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What,
I used to.
Did
you? When he was just all acoustic.
With this show, I mean, every song was 25 minutes.
What is she texting you for? What? She should be watching children right now.
Well,
and not neglecting them.
They have smartphones. They don't need supervision anymore.
Oh, they're probably watching us, too.
I'm sure they are. Sure.
So that's the showbiz news. Anything else to add in showbiz?
I got nothing. Bottoms was great.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to Bottoms.
Yeah.
So, I watched Bottoms.
Yeah.
Chris? No.
So I
okay. So you described it very well, and I watched it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I never really liked, and I'm not remembering the actress's name, but she's on The Bear now, and she even hosted Saturday Night Live. What's her name?
Ida. And oh my gosh.
And
she
irritated the shit out of me in The Bear.
Yes. And I felt the premise was going to be too forced.
Ayo.
But it was awesome. It was so funny.
She is so funny.
Can you bring up the two? Who's the other lead actress of that?
Let me pull up the cast because I definitely want to give them all the props in the world. And the way I described, I said it's like an 80s raunch teen sex comedy, but the difference and these kids make up a fight club so they can score some vagina. But the twist is the kids that come up with it are these two lesbians at the school.
Yes.
So, and it is okay.
Who are losers, not because they're lesbians, because they're ugly lesbians.
Mm. Yeah, which they're really not.
Yeah.
So it's Rachel Sennett, Rachel Sennett, and AO, and I'm going to mess up her last name. Edaberry.
Now, have you seen the movie Theater Camp?
Yes.
She's hilarious in that one.
Yeah.
I didn't really like her too much. My daughter Madeline said, oh, that's one of her favorite actresses. Also, Rachel Sennett, my daughter Madeline told me to watch a movie called Shiva Baby. I didn't really care for it too much, but she's the writer and star of that one too.
Okay.
And it's all when these the Jewish people die, they sit Shiva for a while and they're sitting in a house and she's uncomfortable. And anyway, she's hilarious. She's so funny in this Bottoms movie. But the real person who stole everything was our very favorite friend, Beast Mode.
Hell yes, my neighbor. You know I has to get on that podcast and get paid, my guy. Fuck those smartless boys. The past week, next week program has its own alcoholic and gay guy. You fellas are so much funnier.
So Marshawn Lynch plays the teacher, and he's Marshawn Lynch the whole time.
Yes.
But he's also, they could have easily made him too out of control as a teacher, but he also comes in a couple of, hey, you got to stop this. I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
He's so freaking funny, and I think he should win the Academy Award for Best Actor there ever has been.
You saw that clip, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. But those two, the two main actors, they are so hilarious.
But the way they wrote that with Marshawn the way.
Yes.
They really could have made him over the top, but he was just so funny.
And if you're an older person like our age range and you grew up with those dumb the Revenge of the Nerds and that type of thing, watch Bottoms.
All right. So the two lead actresses are my daughter Madeline's two favorite, as I mentioned. I did something really dumb. I watched a movie and I text her, have you ever seen the movie Bottoms? And she just told back, of course I have. Stupid.
Dude, as I was watching it, I'm texting Molly.
Uh-huh.
Hey, if you haven't seen Bottoms, you really should. They come back. Yeah, Dad, it really is hilarious. Saw it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Anyway, I loved it so much. I really loved it. I may even watch it again.
So, wow.
I will. Yeah.
I'm going to try it out.
Watch it, Boogie.
I will.
Watch it. Leave right now. Go.
Get out. Get.
I'm Beast Mode, and you're tuned in to Past Week, Next Week, your go-to destination for comedy, lively discussions, and insightful conversations.
Okay, there's the clip for you, Molly. That's it. Hey, let's get you prepared for next week with our headlines and predictions.
It is literally the least we could do.
Yeah, we've had a long show, and I've enjoyed every second of it, but we got to move on. People have a next week they have to be prepared for, and it's incumbent on us to do that with headlines and predictions.
Yeah, and of course, the way we prepare them with this segment is by writing jokes for stories that happened in the past. This will get you ready for the future.
And Boogie's part is to laugh. Laugh so much.
See how this goes.
Thanks, Paul. The Supreme Court appears ready to reject former President Donald Trump's claims that he should receive immunity for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the 2020 election results. The High Court also signaled during oral arguments that his trial could be delayed until after the November election. This creates the possibility that Trump could be reelected before a trial and make the blockbuster election subversion case go away. Either way this pans out, legal experts seem to agree Trump will likely be sleep farting. Paul?
Thanks, Chris. U.S. protests over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza are growing in intensity, most notably on college campuses. At Columbia University, the Faculty Senate is expected to vote on a resolution admonishing the school's president over several of her decisions. On the West Coast, the University of Southern California canceled its main commencement ceremony next month, citing new safety measures in place. Central Missouri State University also had protests, but the students were fighting for their right to party and could not find Gaza on a globe. Chris?
Hey, thanks, Paul.
I went there.
The New York Appeals Court overturned the sex crimes conviction against Harvey Weinstein, the powerful Hollywood producer, whose downfall stood as a symbol of the Me Too movement. The court ordered a new trial, stating that the use of prior bad acts witnesses should not have been allowed. The ruling sent shockwaves through communities of sexual assault survivors, particularly the more than 100 women who have accused Weinstein of assault and harassment. Not everyone is convinced this is a bad thing, however, as former TV producer Dan Schneider said, "Hey, we should at least hear what this guy has to say."
Oh, no.
Paul.
Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance has said it has no plans to sell the social media platform. Its first official response to the fraud issue since President Joe Biden signed a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban on the popular app. Lawmakers have warned that TikTok is a national security threat, and the legislation forces the company to find a new owner within months or be banned from the U.S. entirely. In related news, if you need another app to waste all of your time with mindless nonsense, you can download the KCTK radio app today. It's free. Chris?
Dude, that was so beautifully constructed.
Thank you.
Wow. Awesome. Well done.
Thank you. Back to you.
Thanks, Paul. Uber has released its 8th annual Uber Lost and Found Index. That's its listing of the most common and most unique things that riders left behind. The most often things forgotten in Uber vehicles include clothing, luggage, headphones, wallets, jewelry, and phones. And the most unique items left behind are a frontal hair toupee, hot sauce, a breathalyzer, a fart sensor, two containers of live spiders, a tray of meat pie, human dignity, and hope for the preservation of democracy. Paul?
Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
And finally, the world's first AI beauty pageant is getting set to award the hottest bot at a grand prize of $13,000. FanView has announced its search for the sexiest chatbot babe, calling it the first beauty pageant for AI-generated models. The subscription-based social media platform says the contest will be judged on the beauty, tech, and clout for the chance to earn Miss AI crown in May. Surprisingly, a panel of human judges will determine the sexiest pinup, which will include 100% AI-generated and fake, just like the contestants on The Bachelor.
Oh! Ooh.
You guys are on fire this week.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Nice.
We get you up to date.
Boy,
with,
we do.
With news, culture, all kinds of stuff. But we don't want to forget, which I have many times, some inspiration. Mm-hmm. And here he is, the guy that gives us inspiration, the future mayor of New York City.
Oh, okay.
Here he is, microwave man. Shut up.
Distract you from doing what you gotta do for you. Not even half. Because at the end of the day, you gotta do what's best for you. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
Yo, where you going?
Let me tell you something, right? Don't let nothing
or
nobody. Not even half. Don't let nothing or nobody distract you from doing what you gotta do for you. Not even half. Because at the end of the day, you gotta do what's best for you. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
Yo, where you going?
Okay, so we heard the message. Don't let things distract you.
That's a great message.
But you want to maybe explain the video a little bit to folks?
Boogie, do you want to explain it?
Yeah.
This is your guy you found.
So it's Microwave Head, and he's doing a shtick, which is to show up and give a positive piece of advice. That's his typical thing, right?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
So the irony is, he's doing that, but while he's giving his positive piece of advice, it happens to be don't let anything or anybody distract you from what you do.
Mm-hmm. That can happen. Someone's trying to distract him.
So while he's trying to give his positive advice, this other
Microwave Head Jr.
wannabe Microwave Head shows up and he's doing flips. He also has a microwave on his head. He's doing flips in the background and just acting a fool.
He did a cartwheel with a microwave on his head.
So he did one back. Did he do one frontwards too?
It was pretty impressive.
It was impressive.
Yeah, wow.
It distracted me.
So then Microwave Head finishes his job and mm-hmm. he pulls off mm-hmm. and Microwave Junior, who was trying to be distracted, tries to do the same thing, runs into a pole.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny.
So I think it was pretty profound, actually. Yes. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous, yes.
Yeah.
But I think the message and the point is, you know, do your thing. Don't let any distractions happen when you're trying to do your thing. You'll be okay. Meanwhile, those trying to distract you,
yeah,
they're just fools. They're fools. And they're probably trying to distract you because they're jealous of you. Mm-hmm. They're haters anyway.
Yeah.
And they can't do what you
sure.
do.
And they're going to knock their dumb microwave heads into a pole.
And yes. they're going to run into a pole when they try to do what you
yeah.
do.
Yeah, that's good. That'll get me through the week.
I thought it was actually genius.
That's yeah. actually great preparation for the week.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you
What do you
both.
Guys got going on next week? You got a big meeting with Molly. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess oh, I've boy. Got dinner with Molly, so that's going to be something.
Why don't you and Molly go to Pepper Pete's or someplace for Thai
Tokyo Tanya's.
You know,
Tokyo Tanya's.
What I might mention to Molly, they took me, God, maybe over a year ago, to it's an African restaurant that has peanut butter soup. I think I talked about it on the air.
Oh, that sounds good.
They gave us, it's like a yeasty ball thing to dip in. I'm craving that. Mm. So I'm thinking that's what we'll do, and I cannot.
Where is that? That restaurant.
My gosh.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I'm going to have to text Molly if they'll come back. It's a lady's name is the name of the restaurant. So it's going to be another one for Boogie to mess up. Yeah. Fanny's, I think. Ooh, let me Google and see if I'm right. So yeah, we'll do that. And then I don't have anything. Yeah, Fanny's West African Cuisine. That's it.
Okay.
Now, will you be joining me on Friday afternoon?
What is Friday afternoon?
They're doing a reception for the chairman of the Metropolitan Community College.
Yeah, I do plan to join you for that. What time is that again?
It begins at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I should be able to make that. The other thing I have going on, and this sucks, I've been doing physical therapy for this elbow mm-hmm. that I jacked up when I moved Abby at the end of the year. Went through like 3 months of physical therapy, went back to work out, and the first time I work out, elbow's all jacked up. So I'm going back to the surgeon on Thursday, and I'm afraid I'm going to have surgery on the elbow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, I'll come get you.
Oh, that would work. Yeah.
Drive your dumb ass.
I'm not having surgery Thursday. No. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Boogie, you have a week coming up. You probably have several combines to go to.
Tampa.
I have to look at the schedule. I don't know.
Do you ever go to a combine in Tampa? That seems like something you would do.
No, I will not be going to Tampa anytime soon.
Okay.
I can't remember if there are any camps or combines next week. I'll check the schedule. No, matter of fact, I know there's not. And if there was, we weren't going anyway because mm-hmm. JoJo has surgery on Wednesday. That's about the only thing I have going on. He's got to have a surgery on his nose.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't the injury from
thank God. Okay. No.
When is the Harvard combine? I'm interested in that.
I think it's probably already passed. Uh-huh. Yeah, we elected not to go to that one.
Yeah.
There was Harvard... Yale.
Oh, okay.
Yale is still following him for some reason.
Princeton.
It was Princeton. And was it Cornell? Is that the other one?
Yeah, probably.
Another Ivy Leaguer. Yeah.
They all sent him junior day invites.
Wow.
I have no clue why.
And by the way, we need to mention that he went to prom last night and just looked
charming. Oh, man. Right?
Thank you.
You sent him some pics, and that is the first thing to know. Very handsome young man you've got there. He and his date look beautiful together.
Thank you.
Oh, well, hi, baby. Boy, she's really wanting attention. Yeah. But you pointed out something to us.
So I'm on the reels this morning, and this reel comes by, and it says, all of you guys were making fun of Pee Wee Herman's suit back in the day, and yet your son is wearing it to prom.
Yeah.
And I put a side-by-side of the suit he has on, and it literally looks like the same suit. So it's tight, high-watered.
Yeah.
With a bow tie.
Well, and JoJo's is even the same color,
And it's happened. Yeah, and it's gray. It's the exact same suit that Pee Wee Herman has on. Yeah,
and so he looked cool.
That just cracked.
Yeah, super cool.
And he looks cool.
God, that cracked me up so much.
Hilarious.
Well, I would love to know. This would be the time right now. I'm dying to know what's going on with the texture and what he has going on next week. But he's not
We're
here.
We're all dying to know. Yeah.
But to disappoint all of you, I'll tell you what's going on with me.
Aw.
I'm going to help the neighbors with some things this week. Pretty excited about Friday because there's a reception at the Metropolitan Community College. That should be fun. And then you're all invited. This is a KCTK radio event. For first Fridays, if you go to the Bird Theater at 7 o'clock, there's a free musical improv show.
Free?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely free. If you tell them that you heard it on KCTK radio.
Okay.
Mm. Now, if you say that, they'll look at you like, what's that? But just continue on and you will get a free show.
Not after Molly's finished with it.
No. Yeah. So that should be a lot of fun. And so, that's a big week.
That is a big week.
Yes. And
you got a big one.
By the way, talk about kids, my daughter. I told you about her musical improv troupe. I saw them, and I'm going to see them again. So freaking hilarious. Megan, the voice of KCTK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've not seen her, I guess, with this troupe, but I've seen her do musical improv.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything else as we wrap up the show?
I got nothing.
I ain't got diddly.
Okay, well.
Boy, I almost said diddy. Well, I ain't got nothing.
So you want to go ahead and close the show? And I don't know about the song I chose, guys. It's a song I love, but it's kind of emotional. But we'll play it anyway.
Okay. Hey, thanks for listening to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie and introducing the Texter. Since you love the program, please rate and review the podcast on your favorite podcast distributor. We'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us at 913-735-0060 and join the Past Week, Next Week Facebook page. On behalf of Paul, I'm Chris saying goodbye.
And on behalf of Chris, I want to play a song, a beautiful song.
I remember this place.
I love this song.
That is called Veronica.
I remember her in this place. Sometimes she was happy.
Elvis Costello.
She'd say.
Well, it's about his grandmother.
Yeah.
Co-written with, take a guess who?
Paul McCartney.
That's right. Very good.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's a song with sad content and a kind of an upbeat tune. So I guess that makes sense.
And I always loved the song before I knew it was McCartney, too, which is. But this is.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Does this touch you guys at all, this song?
Now, why'd you choose this song?
I was just thinking of a good, fun song or a song I loved, and this came to mind.
Okay.
But the video is just, he's with an elderly woman who's looking back on her life and thinking about all the things that she did.
Mm. Yeah, I used to kind of be into Elvis Costello. I thought he was super cool.
Do you think Veronica in this story has, like, Alzheimer's or something, or just she's elderly?
I think she's just elderly.
Okay.
Just, you know. Because
we have a dear friend that suffered from Alzheimer's, and it's, they're not themselves, and they had such an amazing life, and you wonder what their inner thoughts are.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, what goes on in there, and I don't know, man, it's just a good reminder of the transience of life, man.
Yes, absolutely. Great way to put it, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you know, laugh your laughs, hug your hugs, be with the people you really care about, and don't take it for granted.
I think you're right.
Fuck. I don't know why that. You know, you got the little MTV logo up there.
Mm-hmm.
I miss being able to just mindlessly go and watch whatever video
I know
yeah
came on MTV. Last night, I'm home by myself. Jane's out there with the kids. I'm like, I'm going to find something to watch. But it takes me 45 minutes to decide what to stream and, like...
Yeah.
I could just go to MTV and watch Veronica. And,
Roku, you know. Roku has a great library of video stations, I guess, to go to that feel very MTV-esque.
Okay.
So you could pull up one that's just like the 80s.
Yeah.
If you want that.
I'd like that.
And it feels pretty close to old school MTV.
Yeah. That SNL thing a couple weeks ago with Beavis and Butthead in the audience.
Oh, man.
So hilarious. And it made me miss just mindlessly watching non-streaming crap.
That's what was so great about Beavis and Butthead, because you could sit there and make fun of them, but that was us watching that. That's what we did.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
This has been a KCTK production, produced by Paul Rivera. If you want more information about this content, then you have some real weirdness going on. You can always check out KCTK Radio on Facebook. Listen to live programs at kctkradio.com. Yes, and that is on the World Wide Web. Thank you.